Albemarle.
Welcome to Christmas 2024. Welcome one and all to the 100 greatest Christmas hits of all time. I'm Wink Martindale, and over the next 10 hours, you're going to hear a cavalcade of Christmas classics, plus comments from the very stars who made this music magic. And we're already rolling with a song written during a heat wave in 1946. Sleigh Ride from composer-conductor Leroy Anderson and his orchestra. Number 100 in our countdown of all-time Christmas classics. Number 99 is from a guy who led one of the most popular doo-wop groups of the 50s. He then went solo in the 60s. Here's Dion DiMucci, formerly of Dion and the Belmonts.
You know, it's a wonderful thing to have a hit record, especially for somebody like me, coming from Bronx, New York City, being raised on the streets, and the song would come on the radio. You'd hear it pouring out of the windows of the tenement buildings and out of the windows of cars and the jukeboxes. And it was a very exciting thing because it was a neighborhood celebration. I was a neighborhood kid, you know, and everyone knew me. But even more exciting than that was to be in the studio with some of the greatest musicians. To be in the middle of that magic was a tremendous, thrilling moment to me, and I knew exactly who I was when I was in the middle of that song. Snow coming down, Christmas. I want you to fall, Christmas. Lots of people around, Christmas. Oh, baby, please come home. The church in town, they ring in songs. What a singing there.
They're singing Deck the Hall, but it's not like Christmas at all. 'Cause I remember when you were a kid and all the fun we had last year. Yeah. Oh, that was a way. I'd call back a tear. Yeah. Oh, it's Christmas Day. Oh, baby, breathe, breathe, baby. Oh, snow coming down. I'm watching the falls. Lots of people around.
Christmas Baby Please Come Home from Dion in 1999. We'll hear another version of that song later in our Christmas countdown. But for right now, here's Ahmet Ertegun, a founder of Atlantic Records.
We signed up Clyde McFadder, who had been the lead singer of the Dominoes, but he was fired by them. I went to hear the Dominoes one night, and I said, "My God, but is Clyde McFadder sick?" Mm-hmm. I said, "No, man." I said, "We just fired him, you know." So I said, "He's fired, fired." So we formed a group around him, which we called the Drifters.
I'm dreaming of a white